Pope Benedict on Sunday will preside over Mass in St. Peter's Basilica for the opening of the Synod on New Evangelization for the Transmission of the Christian Faith. As well as opening this landmark assembly, the Holy Father will also declare German Saint Hildegard of Bingen a Doctor of the Church. Hildegard, who was officially canonized by the Pope in May of this year, was an 11th century writer, philosopher, and composer. Participating in Sunday's celebration will be British composer Stevie Wishart, who has created a Vespers for the occasion. She spoke to Lydia O'Kane about the musical arrangement.
I'm a composer. I particularly like writing for voices and particularly like writing for religious contexts, because I think as a composer it's very nice to reach out to people today with something that's relevant for them today. And sometimes with contemporary music it can be a bit cut off from our lives. And I think one of the challenges of composers today is to write new and exciting sounds, but also remember that we have to give our audience also a bridge into our world and theirs.
You mentioned there, of course, the event that's happening on Sunday, and it is, as you said, that Hildegard of Bingen is being made a Doctor of the Church, a fascinating figure, fascinating saint, woman saint. I wanted to ask you, how did you get involved in this project?
Well, I did quite a normal university course studying lots of experimental music. I even studied with John Cage at one point. But then for my second degree, I went to a much more traditional university. I went to Oxford University, and there I was surrounded by fantastic vocal religious music. There we still sing the Vespers every day, and there's many, many good choirs in somewhere like Oxford. And I was in New College, which is the college that's famous for music there. And that's really when I discovered the music of Hildegard, partly because as a composer, I was very interested in working with female singers and also taking on younger apprentice singers. And in Hildegard's day, as now, although there's much less now probably, we have young girl choristers would have sung that music. So I suppose I was looking for music that women and girls may have sung. And there isn't that much around from the Middle Ages. There isn't that much around now. And Hildegard offered this whole world of wonderful, wonderful songs, wonderful texts. And it's really been a journey that we've continued really for the last 20, 25 years.
Is there works that you're performing that she has done? Did you have to go through a lot of research to find relevant works or works around the period or things like that?
Well, what we've done for this special occasion, and also for a recording that we've done also for this special occasion of making Hildegard the saint of saints, is to create a Vespers. Because one of the reasons why perhaps Hildegard has been slightly overlooked is her music doesn't really fit terribly well. It certainly doesn't fit terribly well into the liturgy. She was obviously very much out doing her own form of creativity. Her texts are quite individual. And the Vespers is really one of the forms where we can use her music more than in some of the other church services. So we freely created a Vespers where we could perform her antiphons around the Psalms and also include one of her hymns and responsories. So actually there was quite a lot of weeding out to be done to find music that would fit, yes. Mm-hmm.
And of course, I should say that the CD is aptly named Hildegard. It is named after her.
It is. We toyed quite a lot with different names. I actually wanted to call it Sanctus, but the record company Decca Records felt that there were too many other titles perhaps of that name. So we've called it Hildegard, and we've just managed to bring it out in time for this celebration, because actually the date came in quite late for when this mass would be. So we had to write and create and record the Vespers in less than a month. So it's been a very exciting last few weeks, and now it's wonderful to finish really up here, or down here I should say, in sunny Rome.
Stevie, I wanted to talk to you a bit about music as an art form and someone like Hildegard as a Doctor of the Church, a great, great woman. How do you think music and also someone like Hildegard can help with regard to the new evangelization? We're approaching this year of faith. How do you think they can both help with that?
Well, I think Hildegard, as we were saying before, she wasn't scared to be an individual voice musically. Her songs have a kind of universality, I think, which is quite important, I think, because a lot of people think that Christian music is perhaps something that's a bit staid, not for them, not so fun to sing. Of course, I'm generalising, but that's a lot of the feeling I get from the young singers I work with. And I tell you, when we've worked at Hildegard for a few weeks or months, they've completely changed their opinion about music that has a religious message, a religious content. And really, you know, we just have to get young people to try the music. And medieval music is something that you can play around with things like drones, you can play around with simple harmonies, you can find ways to actually make the music a bit your own. Because in something like Gregorian chant or chant, it's quite a, not simple's the wrong word, but it's a single melodic line. So it's not like singing a motet or a madrigal. With chant, there's things that you can play around with the music. And I've noticed that the girls enjoy this. You know, I say, well, if we've got to repeat part of this song, perhaps we'll try this with you harmonising a part or singing a long drone while the other girls sing it. Also, I think if we look at the way that Hildegard's music was written down, the manuscripts are very fascinating with how the music was put together. Some of her music has a range of 3 octaves. That's more than Wagner. And so it's also a music that's very challenging. And I think people like a challenge as well.
Now, this event, which is, of course, happening on Sunday, it's going to be in St. Peter's Basilica. It's going to be in front of the Pope. It's going to be, you're going to be performing, participating alongside the Sistine Choir. They'll be doing singing, and of course you'll be participating as well. How does that feel? How does that feel, the anticipation of doing something like that on a grand scale?
Well, it's a very exciting challenge. It can't get much more can't get much more rewarding, I think, than to do something like this, especially to honour a composer and a saint that's been certainly part of my life and a very important inspiration to me as a composer. I think what's going to be quite difficult about it is it's a very big event. There's going to be many people involved, and we still don't quite know how long they want us to sing. So I still don't quite know what music to rehearse. So I think what we're going to do is, in the Liber Usualis, which is the medieval, it goes back to medieval times, the Latin text for each religious service, there's a particular song that you sing for a new saint, and it's called O Doctor Optime. And I've taken the words, set the words. So in a way, I have written a song for the new Saint Hildegard. And it's based on the melody of one of her most beautiful songs, O Coruscant Lux, O Glistening Light. So that's probably what we're going to perform. But as I said, we could have to sing for 5 minutes. We could be singing for 15 minutes. We're not quite sure. So
it all depends.
It all depends. But I'm sure it'll be a wonderful occasion. And of course, it's a great honour to sing beside a choir like the Sistine Chapel. I was lucky enough to be invited to a rehearsal yesterday. And wow, what an extraordinary sound those men and boys make.